In this session, we're going to look at another hardwired for business failure problem. I want to take you away from the merry paths of England, where we discussed the calf path in a previous module, and I'm going to take you to the United States and ask you this question. Have you ever been to see the Grand Canyon? Have you ever stood on the edge of it in awe and wondered, how on earth did this come about? It's majestic, it's marvellous. And the reason I'm taking you to the Grand Canyon and its majesty, its scope and its size, and maybe stand with me as I observe planes flying underneath me so that you recognise just how deep this thing is to help you understand how something could be created like that from what started as a small river. It's been carved over millennia, and you can't uncarve it simply by diverting the river. It would take an awful lot of uncarving the Grand Canyon. And you know, people bring problems to me, business problems and business concerns and worries, and say, please can you show me the things I have to do to change this and make my business successful? And what they're asking me to do is to uncarve the Grand Canyon. Let me explain that further. As a child, I used to observe ants crawling through the woods in really organised fashion. And I used to ask myself this question as I observed large wood ants. How can they communicate in the way that they do in order to keep on very fine trails, and every ant is going along the same trail through a very complex wood? How do they communicate that trail and everybody keeps on trail and nobody seems to wander off and get lost? And I realised later on it was through chemical signals. They laid a chemical trail. And in studying psychology and studying the way the human mind works, which is what I've had to do in order to prepare a lot of this material, I've realised that we behave in the same way. We have a way of thinking. When we see a problem in business or in life, we ask our mind to solve the problem, and then we assume that solution is a great solution. It could have been an appalling solution. The fact is, it just happened to work and get to some sort of result. There could have been many other ways to solve the problem, much better ways, more effective ways, and in fact the answer we finally got could be completely wrong, could be completely destructive to where we want to head in our lives, and yet we think because the mind has constructed the solution, then that must be okay. And what the mind does is, when it meets the same problem again, instead of rethinking the whole thing, because that's very inefficient, isn't it? It efficiently asks this question, how did I solve that problem the last time, even if the result was totally nonsense? How did I do that? And it finds its path back by checking out a chemical trail it's laid using a chemical called myelin. And as it solves the solution, solves the problem, and comes up with a solution, even if it's a lousy solution, it lays a myelin trail through your brain. It's amazing, the whole process. And it's called myelination. And the fact is, when people bring their professional problems to me, they're heavily myelinated over 5, 10, 15 years and expect anybody to help them clear that problem, unmyelinate them, uncarve the Grand Canyon in days or weeks. And of course it can't be done. So the way you think, the way you've been myelinated, is part of the reason why you're hardwired for business failure. And this Entrepreneur Foundation helping you think differently before you start running around and acting and spending lots of time, energy, resource and money in doing those things is so critical to you becoming successful and effective.